And open your Bibles, please, to the 16th chapter of Romans. Romans 16, page 1210 in your Scofield Bible. Beginning with verse 17, we'll read through verse 24, these eight verses. We'll read the verses responsively. The 19th verse is the text verse. When we're together on verse 22, the name there, the second word in the verse, is Tertius. Let's stand, please, for the reading of this passage. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they are such as are not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf, but yet I would have you wise unto that which is good, and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Timotheus, my workfellow, and Lucius, and Jason, and Sosipater, my kinsmen, salute you. I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, salute you in the Lord. Gaius, mine host, and of the whole church, saluteth you. Erastus, the chamberlain of the city, saluteth you. And Quartus, a brother. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Let's pray. And Lord, bless, we pray, this hour. Over all the world, there's nothing any more important than what's happening here. And yet, there no doubt will be those who will pass the hour without concentrating on what's being done or what's being said. Please convict every heart. Speak to every heart. Open every heart to thy word. And bless our preacher just with thy special power. In Jesus' name, amen.
There are some scriptures, when you read them, you look at them and say, why didn't I notice that before? And there's some scriptures that when you read them and notice what they say, makes it worthwhile for you coming to church. If all I did tonight, we walked in this building at 7 o'clock, and if I had taken this one scripture, read it, and made one statement about it, then worth your while. Take your Bibles and open them again, please, to Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16. Verse number 19. There's a statement tucked in there that the Holy Spirit inspired that every Christian ought to know, obey, follow, and also would be a wonderful, wonderful verse for the year. Verse 19 of Romans 16, page 1210. For your obedience has come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf. Now get this. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. God said, I want you smart about righteousness and dumb about sin. That's what it says. I want you to know much about that evil. The word there is the word uninformed. I want you wise concerning good and uninformed concerning evil. That one statement, if you just take it as your life, as your year's verse, it would be the best year you ever had in your life. Wise concerning good and uninformed or simple. The word is naive even concerning evil. Father, bless what we're going to say tonight. This, I think, is such a vital thing. My, how Christians need to know this. And it's one subject preachers need to know more than laymen do. But laymen need to know it too. So bless us tonight. Amen. When Paul made this statement, what a startling statement it was. He said, I want you wise unto that which is good. What does he say? I want you to learn everything about good you can, but simple or uninformed concerning evil. You know, Satan has so occupied us with evil that, and I don't mean the doing of evil. I'm talking about the studying of evil, the learning of evil. Until we have become lax about that which is good. Now notice how Satan does it. Of course, and I'll give you the obvious first. Of course, he does it through television. He does it through movies. You know what I'm going to do one of these days? If I'd never heard what I'm going to preach tonight, I'd do it. I'd like to do it, but I'm not going to do it because it'd be going against what I'm preaching. But I'd like to, some of these days, sit down for a whole week and watch everything on TV for a whole week and then tell you what you can watch. I'd just like to watch it all and then tell you what you can watch. Be surprised what it'll do to your children. Be surprised what it'll do to your family. I'd just like to censor the programs and say, you can't watch this, can't watch this. Who do you think you are, the Pope? Yeah. 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 I dead sure could beat the one they got. In fact, I just may run next time, but on Republican camp. But anyway, But the truth is, we know too much about bad. We know too much about evil. I'm not talking about, now, this verse is not talking about doing evil. And this verse is not even talking about thinking about evil, learning about evil until you do evil. It's not talking about that either. God is saying, I don't want you too knowledgeable about evil. That's what he's saying. I don't want you to know too much about abortion. That's what he's saying. I don't want you to know too much about homosexuality. That's what he's saying. You got any time? We already know it's wrong. Well, Brother Howell, how are you going to get folks to stop it? Scream against it. That's what you do it. Stomp your foot, spit, and cuss. But stomp your foot and spit and holler and say it's dirty and it's rotten as the devil and get out of it. Why? Because I said so. The Lord is simply saying, I want you simple concerning evil. I want you uninformed concerning evil. Now, we'll go on to the next, and we're just passing through the obvious, and this next one's obvious also. God is saying, I want you informed about folks that do well and not informed about folks that do evil. I don't want you reading a lot about people who do evil. I don't want you to know about their evil. This may come as a surprise to you, but it's true. I have not read one article about Jim Baker yet. Not going to. Got something better. Not one article. Not one. No, not one article. I've read hundreds about Tammy Faye. By the way, she was here Thursday night. But I have not read one article yet. No. Nothing shows the condition of America so much as the fact that the Nightline program that had Jim and Tammy Baker on it was the most popular, most watched, the highest rated of the entire year. So somebody said. No. Bible says, God said, don't want you to know about evil. I want you to be intelligent, knowledgeable about good. I want you to be uninformed about evil. The Christian people in America are too informed about evil. I have not read one article about Gary Hart. Is it Gary Hart, that name? The guy who ran for president that had a lot of fun. I have not read one article about Gary Hart. Not one. No, not one. No, I've not watched one television program about Jim Baker. Tammy Faye, no, not one. Why? Because the Bible, God says he wants me simple concerning evil. I mean, it's enough to know how rotten it is. Don't study it. Don't read about it. Don't pick up a magazine because it's got a front big picture on the front. Not one article. Not one television program. Not one radio program. I'm not. Why? Because God commanded me to be simple or uninformed concerning evil. Far too many preachers get their sermons from the newspapers instead of the Bible. Far too many preachers get their sermons from reading about evil rather than reading about good. The Bible says overcome evil with good. It doesn't say overcome evil with an expose of evil. Overcome evil with good. The Same thing is true, and I'm just passing over a little bit of it to get down to the main part of the message. Same thing's true about gossip. I don't listen to it. I'm not supposed to be knowledgeable about evil. Oh, you say, but it's true. I don't want, my Bible says about evil. I don't want knowledge about that. No, no. Somebody comes to me and says, I got something I want to tell you. I love so-and-so, but, and then Billy Goat religion, butt him to death for a half hour. A bunch of long-ton scandalizers. Rather tell something bad than tell somebody the gospel story of Jesus Christ. Tell them to shut up. Tell them to shut up. Somebody comes to you in the church here, has some garbage to spread. Tell them to shut up. Tell them you're not going to listen to it. Bible says you're not supposed to be knowledgeable about evil. Bible says you're not supposed to be informed about evil. Not supposed to check evil. Not supposed to, what word do I want here? Not supposed to document evil. Not supposed to exegete evil. Bible says you're supposed to be knowledgeable about good, but uninformed concerning evil. I was out in the Virginia, state of Virginia, preaching several years ago. I'd been there on two or three other occasions at the same church, and the pastor was a good friend of mine. Fine man. Something had happened. The pastor had to leave. I went ahead, and this new pastor invited me to come, and I went. Same church, but they had a new pastor. The airport, the new pastor said. And we got off the airport, got in the car, and the new pastor said, Brother Hiles, I think you ought to know before we go any further why my predecessor had to leave. And I said, pray tell me, why do I need to know why your predecessor had to leave? Well, he said, you're gonna hear it before you leave this week, and I want to tell you the truth. I said, two things. First place, I'm not going to hear it before I leave this week, and you're not going to tell me now. He said, well, yes, I am. And I just opened the door. We weren't driving yet. Opened the door, got out, got my suitcase, took off toward the airplane. I said, I'm going. Where are you going? I'm going back to Chicago. Why? I said, didn't come to listen to bad news, came to tell good news. Yeah. You want to be a garbage collector and a scandalizer and a manure spreader and a manure collector, you go ahead. But God says that's wrong. God says, and it's very plain here, God says, I want you to be wise of that which is good and simple concerning evil. I want you wise concerning that which is good, and I want you to be uninformed concerning evil. You ought not to want to know bad things. Bible says be uninformed, be ignorant, be stupid, be naive concerning that which is evil. By the way, I stayed there for Monday night, Tuesday morning, Tuesday afternoon, question and answer session, a luncheon for pastors, Tuesday night. 17 people tried to tell me what happened to the pastor, and I don't know yet. Wait a minute. Every case I said, haven't got time for that. Oh, they'll come to you and they'll say, could I take you out to eat? And let me unburden my heart to you. That's the kind of deceit they'll use. Let me unburden my heart to you. Look out. There's a hissing in there somewhere. There's venom in there somewhere. Somebody's trying to destroy. Watch it. Be careful. 17 people tried to tell me. I didn't listen to it. No way, Jose. No way. If you want to be a garbage collector, go ahead. Not me. I'm a good news spreader. But wait a minute. That pastor, the former pastor, one had to leave. He called me on the phone. And he wrote me. Dear Dr. Hiles, he said, I heard about your meeting you had in Virginia where I used to pastor. I heard how you wouldn't listen to anything bad about me, and I won't. I won't listen to anything bad about anybody. Not anybody. I will not listen to bad about 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 anybody. Well, it's true. True or false. I won't listen to it. My Bible says I'm supposed to be uninformed concerning evil. I'm not supposed to be informed concerning evil. I'm supposed to be uninformed. I'm supposed to be simple concerning evil. He wrote and he said, I heard what you did. I heard how you handled it. He said, I believe you're the only real friend I have in America. I got with that preacher. Got him back. He's back in the ministry right now because he had one friend in America. One friend that wouldn't listen. I was in another state out east. Got off the airplane, and the pastor, I don't know why pastors are so agile at this and able at this. And pastor said, have you heard about a certain preacher? Pastor's a great large church, probably the most famous preacher in that state. I said, no, is it good or bad? He said, oh, it's bad. I said, don't want to hear it. He said, but it's true. I said, don't want to hear it. He said, but you ought to know. I said, I'm not going to hear it now. Do I go back home or do you shut up? Have you read any good sermons lately? Have you won a soul lately? Have you been blessed of God lately? I said, tell me about that. I want to know that. Why in the name of common sense, we haven't got enough courage to say, shut up! Shut up! Shut up! You long-tongued gossip, shut up! You scandalizer, shut up! The Bible says you ought to be ignorant and uninformed about evil. So I wouldn't listen. Don't know yet. Don't know yet about it. And don't want to know. And will not know. A fellow said the other day to me, he said, Brother Howes, wasn't it a tragedy about so-and-so? I said, don't know, don't know. He said, you by my soul, it's all known all of America. I said, not all of America. It's not known 2/3 through Greenwood, Munster, Indiana. I don't know it. But he said, I'll tell you. I said, no, you won't either. I won't listen to it. You got any good sermons? You got any good blessings? You got any good prayer answers to prayer? Got any good soul-winning experiences? Tell me. But I want to be uninformed concerning that. And that's in the Bible. Be ye wise. I want you wise. How about a New Year's resolution not to be informed about evil? Young folks, when you go home and people start telling you some things at home about certain folks at home, don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. Don't do it. As you go out in the Lord's work, don't listen to stuff. I don't do it. Don't do it. I don't know. Don't know. Why? Because I'm commanded not to be informed about evil. Let me go on. We learn too much about sin. I want to shock you tonight. We learn too much about sin. The devil wants us to get our minds off spiritual things. And he has led many a preacher to total ineffectiveness by getting his mind on studying evil so much, he doesn't study good enough. He wants our minds off the things of God. There's nothing the devil would rather you do than spend your whole life fighting abortion. He'd like you to read all about abortion and read. He'd like you to take pictures of a fetus, unborn fetus. He'd like you to spend your whole life just studying abortion. He can get you out of this book and studying abortion. He's got you where he wants you. We're too informed about it. We've read too many books about it. We've got too many books out about it. We're too informed about it. Look, anybody knows that if a person takes a life, it's murder. That's all you need to know. Now, once you know that it's murder, if a child is aborted, it's murder. Once you know that, get in the Bible. Get in the Bible. I want you wise concerning that which is good. I want you simple concerning evil. I want you wise concerning unto that which is good. I want you uninformed concerning evil. I don't want you to be an expert on abortion. I want you uninformed. What it says? Uninformed. I was talking to Dr. John Rice one time. Boy, this is good. I was talking to Dr. John Rice one time. It changed your life. You'd listen to me tonight. Literally transform your life. If you would resolve in 1988 not to listen to one bit of scuttlebutt, and not spend all your time trying to learn how evil is and trying to start learning how good is, it transformed your life. That's one reason why I haven't gotten off on these hobbies like some preachers have. I'm not off fighting abortion. You know why? Because I haven't studied it enough. I got the Bible I haven't gotten through with yet. He gets us off. I was talking to Dr. John Rice. And let me make the statement first. I do not believe in sex education in school. That's public or private. Public or don't believe it. I don't believe schools are a place to teach sex. Public or private, I'm against it. I don't want the kids to be knowledgeable about that which is evil. I asked Dr. John Rice one day. He had six married daughters. I said, Dr. Rice, by the way, I had never talked to one of our girls about sex. Children even, about sex, until they were about to get married. Never had. When they got engaged, the wedding day was set. I gave an hour a day every Wednesday to them for weeks and weeks and weeks. And I talked to them about marriage. I talked to them about what kind of, about the facts of life and so forth. I taught them that storks bring babies. You know what I'm talking about, the usual things. And I taught them that, but not until within 3 months of the wedding date, and maybe not 2 months of the wedding date. I had about an hour or two every Wednesday. But wait a minute. I felt guilty about it. I'd heard all this garbage from these Christian psychologists. You're reading too much of that stuff, too. Get in the Bible. Good night, get in the Bible. Reading too much about all these Christians. We've gone wacky over Christian psychologists. Well, they're trained at the same place the heathen psychologists are trained. I mean, our conventions, our fundamental conventions have gone wacky over Christian lawyers. Well, how about a Christian preacher preaching? What's wrong with that? Used to, preachers were the guys who delivered the message. Now we'll have, just so we can soothe our conscience, we'll have an old-fashioned hell-raising, hell-fire, brimstone, barnstorming, winter rattling, shingle-pulling, hell-raising preacher, and then we'll have the closing session brought by Dr. McFuddle, who is a Christian psychiatrist. Poppycock and foolishness. Let somebody, what America needs is preaching. We didn't have as many nutty folks, so we've got more folks studying nutty folks. The shrinks have caused the need for shrinks. And most of the shrinks need a shrink. Somebody get on a Christian radio station and just talk about, well, we are in Christian psychology. And we have found, or you haven't found anything, find a Bible. We know too much about evil. You get me off the subject. Dr. Rice. I don't know where he fits into this. I started off talking about him. I got to think of something to say about him. Dr. Rice. I said, Dr. Rice, I feel a little guilty because my children, they got married. Look at me now. Right this way. I'm preaching to you. No note taking. No. Look at me now. Everybody look right this way. I'm preaching to you. I expect you to look at me and listen to me. I got something to say. If I don't, let's go home. If I do, let's pay attention. I said, Dr. Rice, when did you teach your daughters about sex? He said, a few weeks before they got married. I said, glory to God. I didn't know you were as smart as I am. I was really encouraged. And Dr. Rice looked at me, and by the way, Dr. John Rice is the smartest man I've ever met in my life. Most brilliant mind I've ever known in my life. He took his glasses off, looked at me like he did. He doesn't do that anymore. He looks straight at you now. But, like he did. And Dr. Rice said, Dr. Howes, our young people know too much about sin. They know too much about sin. I'm a little concerned about Christian children, 8, 9 years old, knowing all about pregnancy. You swallowed hook, line, and sinker some of these guys that these guys have gotten out of the pastorate and gotten into some one little facet of the ministry, one little facet of it, become self-styled experts. I know some of these guys. They couldn't build churches, so they became experts in some field. I know them. I know a Christian psychologist. It's so called. I know him. I counseled with him and helped him out many times. You know what I'm talking about. God bless my mama. She used to say to me when I was a teenage boy, she was trying to get me to stay clean, and she said, son, don't do bad with girls. I know what doing bad was. I didn't. I mean, I was 17 years old. I didn't know what doing bad with a girl. I thought you meant pull her hair. I thought you meant put chewing gum in their braids. I didn't know. Why, we had a lady come to Adamson High School when I was a senior in high school, made a speech on the fact, you guys going around there holding hands with girls, they're going to have babies. Well, I never had held a girl's hand, but I'd walk down the hallway and keep my hand. I spread one of my hands rub against a girl's hand. Bless God for ignorance concerning evil. Concerning evil. That's what God said. I didn't write it, just reading it and preaching it, hollering about it. He said, I want you wise concerning good and uninformed concerning evil. What he said. We've got too many folks, too many preachers studying homosexuality. They get wrapped up in some little hobby, and they just. Well, did you know that 64 and 2/3% of the people have homosexual leanings, and 37.2% have thought about homosexuality, and 16.3% have committed homosexuality. All good night. Get up and holler, it's of the devil. Stomp your foot and spit and scream and get back in the Bible. I want you wise concerning good and uninformed. Simple. That's the Bible. That's God. Dr. God. Psychologist God. Oh, we're so wrapped up with modern education. God help us. I mean, we got preachers spending half their time on investigating movies so they can tell you in a certain movie, 14 times there was a murder, 63 times God's name was used in vain. Well, one time's enough. You hear it one time, tell them it's wrong. Okay, they cuss one time in a movie, you shouldn't say it. In fact, you shouldn't say it anyhow. One time's enough. You become extra on liquor. Preachers. Liquor experts, anybody's ever seen a drunk walk down the street knows it's wrong, now get to preaching against it and quit studying about it. God said it, I want you wise concerning good and simple, uninformed concerning evil. I'm going to research modernism. I'm not, I'm going to preach against it. I'm going to research it, I'm not going to study those buzzards. Got to study Norman Vincent Peale to know he's wrong. We read too much and study too much. I mean that. About evil. Though we hate it, we become acquainted with it. Now you said to the house, what's wrong with it? It's not a matter of what's wrong with it. There's so much more right we ought to read and study. We ought to spend our time in that and not researching evil. In the talk show, just spend a while on the talk show. I learned her name tonight, Oprah Winfrey. Somebody told me she makes $1 million a year. You know what? How she makes it? She makes it informing you about evil. Carla, are you Carla? Somebody told me that you look like Oprah. Oprah Winfrey. In fact, there's suspicion that you are Oprah Winfrey. I mean, the Donahue Show, same thing. What is it? Informing you about evil. You turn that thing on and they're talking about, are you for or against sex education in the public schools? Are you for or against abortion? We're going to talk tonight to some homosexuals. We call them queers where I came from. Homosexuals. We're going to talk to you tonight about the abortion deal and who's for it. And a bunch of self-styled experts that have gone to heathen university and pagan college and think they've got some sense because they got a PhD behind the name that they earned for doing nothing but listening to heathen tell heathen garbage and heathen heresy. They've self-styled experts. Turn that thing off and quit learning about evil. Learn about good. Learn about good. Bible says. I don't expect to change you. I just expect to make you feel bad while you're watching Oprah. I mean, you swallowed it, hook, line, and sinker. Preachers have swallowed it. Get in their studies and by the hour, read about evil so they can expose evil. Well, I've been exposed for 40 years, don't know a thing about it. You don't need to be very smart to know abortion's wrong. You don't need to be very smart to know it wasn't Adam and Steve. It was Adam and Eve. You know that. You have to be very smart to know that. We're studying too much about it. Too many of our so-called Christian colleges have swallowed this garbage. The talk shows. The magazines. You're reading too many magazines. I'm not talking tonight about reading
Listen to me now. I'm not talking tonight about, you listen to me, I'm preaching to you, I expect you to listen to me. I'm not talking tonight about Playboy magazine, I'm talking about Time magazine. I'm not against Time magazine, I'm against your opening Time magazine to read the lady's scuttlebutt so you can learn more about sin so you can fight it. You can fight it without learning about it. I want you naive concerning evil. I want you uninformed concerning evil. I want you simple. And by the way, that word simple is the same kind of word that's used concerning simple young people, ignorant young people about certain matters, naive young people. I want you uninformed about evil. I don't believe it. Well, it's in the book. Will you believe it or not? You get your scissors and cut it out of your Bible. We're studying evil too much. My soul, we could be Spurgeons and Moody's and Sundays and great Christians. We take the same amount of time we listen on this so-called Christian TV, and I doubt there is such thing as Christian TV, but on this so-called Christian TV, you're sitting there and watching these programs, same thing, these panel programs. We have with us a Dr. Wide. I better not go to that. But we have with us some Dr. Mess Him Up tonight. And we're going to have a panel. Oh, fooey, I'm not on panel. I won't be on panel. Panel is supposed to be on the wall. I won't be on panel. I'm never on a panel. Never am on a panel. Won't be on one. Why? Sit there and hear me preach. I don't want to be on a panel. When I'm on a panel, another guy's got his chance to say something. Nobody has a chance to say anything right now but me. Oh, we're swept up into it. Panels. I won't be on one. The Bible says I want you wise concerning good. I want you simple, uninformed concerning evil. The devil wants us to, he wants us to learn all of this. Listen, the devil knows that book is the answer. He wants to keep you out of it. I know preachers preparing their sermons. They'll take 16 hours reading about some evil and then find a verse to counteract it. Let me say this. We're spending too much time learning the enemy. We study false religions too much. I know preachers spend more time studying false religions than the true religion. We study them too much. I don't think we have a course in Howells Anderson College on comparative religions. What's the difference in us teaching in a college, teaching somebody the doctrine of Mormonism, and another college having some Mormon come and speak on chapel? I don't want to teach Mormonism in Howells Anderson College. I want to teach Jesus in Howells Anderson College. We spend too much time on false religions. The devil takes us away from the Bible and its truths. He takes us away from prayer. Takes us away from intercession. Takes us away from soul winning. Takes us away from the basics of the Christian religion. And gets us learning more about evil. I'm not writing it. I'm just preaching it. And there it is. You want to take your scissors or knife and cut Romans 16:9 out of your Bible, go ahead. But it's as plain as day. It says, I want you simple, or wise concerning good and simple concerning evil. I want you uninformed. That's one reason why I didn't take hermeneutics in college. Apologetics. Both of them are courses in college and seminary that somebody teaches that doesn't know anything much. Sure as I say that, we probably got it at our college and snuck in. I don't think we have it. But if we have, we ought to cancel it. I'm not going to spend my time learning the enemy. I want to spend my time learning about the Bible. Instead of learning the enemy, you better learn how to handle your sword. Now the enemy has a sword that's 4 feet long. You better learn how long yours is. I'm simply saying, we spend too much time. Hermeneutics, apologetics. I never have taught a course in my life. In 40 years of preaching or pastoring, I've never taught a course in my life on how to win Catholics or how to win Mormons or how to win Seventh-day Adventists. Never have. I'm not against folks that do. I just never have. Well, how are you going to win them? Well, how about starting with Romans 3:10? Go from there, Romans 3:23. Go from there, Romans 5:12. And after that, try Romans 5:8, Romans 6:23, and Romans 5:8, and Romans 10:9 through 13. Well, how do you win Mormons? Romans 3:10, Romans 3:23, 5:12, 6:23, 5:8, 10:9 through 13. Brother House, how do you win Jehovah's Witnesses? Romans 3:10, Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, Romans 5:12, Romans 5:8, Romans 10:9 through 13, 9 through 13 or something. Well, how do you win hard cases? Romans 3:10, Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, Romans 5:12, Romans 5:8, Romans 10:9 through 13. Well, how do you win Hindus? Romans 3:10, Romans 3:23, Romans 5:12, Romans 5:6:23, and those others I said a while ago. Yeah. Yeah. I haven't met a Hindu since I got out of college and took 6 weeks learning how to win one. I'm begging for one to come and talk to me. I know how to win him, but he said, just come and talk to me. You know who built this country? Preachers that never read the Koran. You know who built this country? Preachers that never read the Book of Mormon. You know who built this country? Preachers that never heard that Jesus Christ came to South America. Then he came to North America. And then he happened to drop a book, slipped out of his hand while he was on his way to class. And it got buried in the ground up there in New York. And the guy found it. And that's where they started the Mormon religion. My old country preacher didn't know that. But he knew this book. He knew there's a land that is fairer than they. He knew that. He knew that. He knew there is a name I love to hear, I love to sing. It's he knew that. He knew the book. He knew salvation. He never read the Koran, never read the Book of Mormon, never read the Apocrypha. But he fought sin, all of it. Not some of it. Expert on all of it, not one of it. Expert on preaching. Expert on soul winning. Expert on the Bible. That's what he was an expert on. Old-fashioned, leather-lung, Bible-preaching, soul-winning, Christ-honoring, hell-hating, sin-fighting, heaven-populating preaching. That's what made this country what it is. Dear preachers here tonight have been trying to talk to me ever since I got out of the question-answer time, but I hadn't had time because I was getting ready for church. They want me to preach at the convention. I suspect by now they won't need to see me. They invited me to speak at a big convention one time, the Seventh-day Adventist. National convention. They wrote me and asked me, something. Sermon or something, and I didn't send it to Dr. Rice and asked him. He sent it my sermon. They published it in their national paper. Dr. Rice did it. You know better than that. He wrote me and asked him to preach it. And then after when I read the sermon, he wrote back and he said, read your sermon. He said it was very provocative. He said, we found that we're booked solid for this year already. Perhaps next year. Next year's never come. By the way, I wouldn't have gone anyway. Well, you said, Brother Hiles, how do you expect to reach them if you don't go preach to them? I'm not shooting single shot. I'm shooting buckshot. I'm trying to get everybody saved. Scattershot, yeah. Let me preach, Jack. Anyway,
That's what saved this country. I hate to see fundamentalism do. I hate to see what's happening to us happen to us. We're getting so enchanted with learning stuff we don't need to know. Little boy, I mean, fundamental psychologists saying that little children ought to see their mothers and fathers unclothed. Those rascals ought to get Bibles. But we're swallowing. Because, look, I could name you the names of five preachers tonight that you think are experts, whom I knew when they were young preachers. And you think that they're experts in certain fields. Now, all in the world they are is former pastors who got sick of pastoring and decided to become experts. We're too wrapped up in that. God bless the pastors in America. God bless the men of God in America who feed their flock. And well, you feed sheep and you skin sheep. And God bless the good men who are trying to hold all truth high and fight all sin and not becoming experts on one particular sin. Folks, we're spending too much time becoming informed about evil. And the Bible says, I want you uninformed about evil. If tonight you'd take this message and make this verse your verse for 1988. You'd be surprised what it'd do for you. If you decide that you're not going to watch any more evil on television. Whatever happened to travelogues? If you decide tonight you're not going to watch any more, no more movies. If you decide tonight you're going to read no more dirty magazines. If you decide tonight you're not going to listen to one person this year, not one person this year, that has something bad to say about anybody in the world. If you decide tonight you're not going to listen to any gossip, any scandalizer. I'm talking about truth now. I'm not talking about folks that are making up lies alone, though that's what it usually is. I'm talking about you don't need to know. You don't need to know that somebody in your neighborhood got a divorce because the guy ran off with somebody else's wife. You don't need to. The Bible says, I want you uninformed about that. You don't need to know that. You don't need to know the last fellow that got drunk or the last lady that got pregnant wasn't married. You don't need to know that. Now, somebody comes to you and they need your help and they ask for your help and you've got to know it to help them. That's good. But brother, I'll tell you what. I won't listen to it unless I have a chance to help them and I need the knowledge to help them. No way. If you'd resolve tonight, you're not going to listen to any critics. If you'd resolve tonight, you're not going to listen to any scuttlebutt. If you'd resolve tonight that you're not going to learn much about sin, you're not going to spend your life reading all of the Jim Baker articles and the Tammy Faye Baker articles and the Gary Hart articles and all the rest of it. I'm talking about the Jesse Jackson deal in the University of Illinois. I'm talking about the what's that guy's name? Is going to be President Biden? Look! Don't read that stuff. Read the book. I want you wise concerning good. I want you simple, uninformed concerning evil. If you decide tonight, you're going to hate the movies, but not to research them. You're going to hate dope, but not research it. You're going to hate homosexuality, but not research it. You're going to hate abortion, but not research it. You're going to hate modernism, but not research it. Research grace. Research God's mercy. Research God's long-suffering. Research God's patience. Research God's nature. Research God's attributes. You're not going to watch these talk shows that acquaint you and educate you concerning evil. You decide you're not going to spend your time studying false religions, but studying the true and living God. It'll transform your life. You'll never hear a sermon that you need more than you heard the one you heard tonight. You never will. And you will never hear a sermon that America needs to hear more than the one you just heard. You never will. You never will. Fundamentalism is dying because we're not obeying this verse. We love the spectacular that's evil. Not talking about heathen people, talking about God's people. They've got their business watching Oprah Winfrey. I don't care if you like it or not, Oprah. I've got the business watching Donahue. Haven't got the business turning these question and answer programs on the radio, call-in programs on the radio. All in the world they do is gripe and complain and discuss evil. Can't you find something somewhere that'll acquaint you with good? Transform your life. I mean, I'm not perfect. I nearly am, but I'm not perfect. I'm far from being perfect. But brother, I'll guarantee you one thing. I've got a mind. And that mind is a computer. And I am not going to program my computer with the knowledge of evil. I'm not going to become an expert on abortion. I hate it. It's murder. That's all I need to know. I hate homosexuality. It's rotten sin. That's all I need to know. I don't need to know how many homosexuals per capita we have in America. I don't have to read somebody's latest book on the danger of homosexuality taking over America. The thing is going to take over America. We shut our mouths about it. But you know enough now. You know it. You know it's anti-Bible. Scream about it. Stomp your foot. Holler. Don't cuss. But won't to. Old Dr. Vineyard said, I won't say a curse word right now, but if you'll write one down, I'll sign my name to it. Why don't you decide this year? Make this your verse. Live by it. Be surprised. You'd be surprised how much fun it'd be to take 3 hours and just read all the verses in the Bible that have the word grace in it. Just get your Cruden's Concordance and look up the word grace. G-R-A-I-S. Grace. Just look it up. And every time the word grace is mentioned in the Bible, read it. We're ordering too many books from radio preachers. We're ordering too many spectacular books. The Countries of Armageddon. Gorbachev is the Antichrist. 17 reasons why. The same fella put out a book 13 years ago and said that Kissinger was Antichrist. The same guy said at one time Mussolini was Antichrist. I know. I thought he was too. Jack Van Impe had an article in his paper one time about Kissinger being the Antichrist. I called him on the phone. I said, Jack, that's dumb, man. I said, you shouldn't be putting stuff like that in your paper. Kissinger's Antichrist. I said, he's not the Antichrist. What's that guy that ran for president one time? McGovern. I said, McGovern's Antichrist. But we want something spectacular. Let me tell you something spectacular. Christ died for sinners. Let me tell you something spectacular. Jesus is coming again. Let me tell you something spectacular. My grace is sufficient for you. Let me tell you something spectacular. My God shall supply all your needs according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me tell you something spectacular. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Let me tell you something spectacular. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, those that are called according to His purpose. If we would be as excited about those great truths as we are about trying to learn evil. God said, I want you wise concerning good. I want you uninformed concerning evil. Father, bless the message. Enough truth's been preached here tonight to change every life in this room. You would abide by it. But learn the two words, shut up or get out. But learn, have enough sense to know we have a book to read. We'll never learn the inexhaustible riches of all the truths of God's blessed book. Somehow give us sense enough not to be more experts on abortion than on soul winning. A lot of us are more experts on evil than we are on good.